Let's take you to the KRDO Newsline, where we are joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. And Jim, Texas has been making waves nationally with their decision to lift the COVID restrictions. But some businesses, I guess, down there aren't so sure this is the way to go, huh?
You're right. Some small businesses, some mom and pops, and some large national big box chains, Target, for example, Starbucks, it's decided that that masks will still be required by both customers and employees inside the premises, and that's fully their right. The governor's decision to lift the mask mandates does not require businesses to do that, but only allows them to do that. In other words, any business that wants to can now let people come on in without a mask. Restaurants will go up to 100% if they want to. But this, again, falls on the businesses themselves, Shannon. It's up to them to decide, you know, whether they want to follow the governor's directive or if they want to stick with the status quo and continue those CDC-recommended guidelines.
It certainly seems to set the conditions ripe for conflicts between, you know, workers who are, you know, just grocery store clerks who are then having to enforce these rules against people who will claim that the state mandate and state lifting of the mask bill means that they can go maskless.
Right, yeah. And it kind of leaves it up to those businesses, those managers, and yes, those lower level employees to be referees in this whole thing and to stand there and you know, take the potential abuse from some customers who say that, yeah, I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't have to wear a mask. Then, and the businesses have to be able to say, yeah, you kind of do because it's in the law. So I think we may start seeing a lot more of these videos online showing conflicts because the governor has taken away the cover that was provided to those businesses. In other words, the manager, the employee could say, hey, you've got to wear a mask when you come in here. The customer says, well, I don't want to. And those businesses could say, well, the governor says you have to because there's a mask mandate. Now that the governor has taken that away, it all falls onto the business themselves.
And Jim, we know had some strong words also out of the White House when it came to Governor Abbott's decision to lift these restrictions. And what is the feeling from your day-to-day Texan? What's kind of the boots on the ground feeling as far as lifting all these restrictions next week?
Well, I mean, certainly it's mixed. You've got 30 million people here, so you're going to hear some who fully support the governor's decision and are celebrating it. The Texas Restaurant Association, for example, is saying that it was the best thing that could have happened, that it's going to save thousands of small businesses, restaurants, from going out of business. There are others, though, much more cautious, who say that it's way too early to do that. Some of the city and county leaders across the state, here in Dallas, for example, in Houston, in El Paso, they're all dreading this. They're saying that this is going to open a floodgate to a brand new surge in COVID-19 cases.
And this is coming up on, you know, spring break, a very important time, mm-hmm. usually for tourist business there, especially around Corpus Christi, and also, you know, summertime when a lot of people take advantage of their summer vacations to go down there. I'm assuming a lot of these businesses are anticipating that it will open the floodgates.
Well, absolutely. And what's more, you know, if some surf shop down on South Padre Island decides it wants to keep its mask mandate in place, and suddenly there are college students walking through the door without one, a little alcohol on board, that's going to be, a battleground potentially between customers and employees of these places. So, yeah, some businesses might decide that it's just not worth the hassle if they want to try to keep their business afloat.
All right, Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, coming to us from Texas. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us insight into this national development.
Thank you.
Thank you.